Hello, blessed viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Planet Earth, our loving home. The Soil Association is a leading UK green organisation dedicated to promoting sustainable food production and an enhanced environment for all beings. The most recent annual conference of the Soil Association was held in Bristol, England, and featured the theme Transition of Food in the 21st Century. With global food security and climate change issues being high on the agenda. Attracting participants with an interest in building sustainable food systems, the conference brought together farmers and growers, food manufacturers, retailers, researchers, policymakers, and ordinary citizens. During the event, delegates held in-depth discussions on the present unbalanced state of the world's food supply and possible solutions. Here is Patrick Holden, the director of the Soil Association, who spoke at the gathering.
We are facing an urgent crisis, and we have little time to move from using 10 calories of fossil fuel energy to produce each calorie of food. In other words, depending on stored solar energy over 150 million years, to operating our food and farming systems. We have no time, and we need to make a start. And that, I think, is the challenge of transition. It is literally taking our food and farming systems from their present precarious state into something which is more resilient.
During the event, Mrs. Caroline Patricia Lucas, leader of the Green Party of England and Wales, provided her insights as to what exactly societies across the globe face in terms of ensuring all are fed in the future.
Let me summarise just how vulnerable our food system is to disruptions in supply. First, UK consumers use food at a rate that represents 6 times more land and sea than is available to us at home. Second, the equivalent of 20 Nile rivers move annually from developing to developed countries, even though many of those developing countries themselves have water shortages. Modern food production is particularly energy intensive and therefore vulnerable to oil and gas price rises. Falling yields due to climate change will inflate food prices at a time of such serious financial difficulty. Worrying about the state of our food supply is perhaps rather abstract or remote. Well, I want to argue very strongly that it is neither abstract nor remote.
Dr. Vandana Shiva is a respected physicist, environmentalist, and best-selling author. In 1987, Dr. Shiva, who is a vegetarian, started Navdanya, an organization based in India that promotes peace, harmony, justice, and sustainability by seeking to protect the biodiversity of our ecosphere. Here, Dr. Shiva further addresses issues associated with the current industrialised agricultural system.
In India today, 70% of the people are hungry. And this hunger is related at many levels to the current model. It's related first and foremost to the fact that industrial chemical agriculture is actually not growing more food. It's a recipe for malnutrition. It's producing more commodities, and commodities are not food. Right now, the commodities, as far as food is concerned, that are growing in terms of acreage are corn, canola, soya, and of course cotton. But cotton's not food. Now, as a commodity, the first use of these has become biofuel. So the hunger of cars rather than the hunger of people. The second use has become industrial feed for factory farms. 3/4 of the grain was going to factory farms. So no matter how much more commodities you produce, you can't solve the problem of hunger, because there will always be some non-food use to which a commodity can be put.
Today, 1 in 6, or 1 billion people, are suffering from hunger, while huge amounts of food are being diverted to feed livestock. Statistics show that the amount of grain used to feed cattle in the US alone could feed a staggering 800 million people.
farmers are not choosing what they grow anymore. Years ago, when the GM seeds were just starting to be planted in the United States, I asked a farmer in Iowa, why are you growing this stuff? Do you have any benefits? And he says, we have no choice. They bring us the seed they want us to grow. And that's what we have to grow. The whole integration of the farming system has become a non-choice system. And that is part of the transition we have to make, because it is a system which is hugely dependent on fossil fuels.
Many farmers in developing countries are forsaking traditional methods of cultivation with unfortunate results.
The invisible tragedy is, in India, cotton has never been grown as a monoculture. Cotton was always part of a polyculture. You had rows of millets, you had rows of pigeon peas, you had rows of vegetables, till even 5-6 years ago in these regions. A cotton farmer was food secure. Today, a cotton farmer is in debt and has no food security.
When we return, we will present more from the Soil Association's annual conference, including Dr. Vandana Shiva discussing why organic farming is the solution to the stresses being experienced by the global agricultural system. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Planet Earth, our loving home, here on Supreme Master Television. Today's program features the Soil Association's annual conference, Transition of Food in the 21st Century, which was held in Bristol, England. We hear once again from Dr. Vandana Shiva, a proponent of organic and traditional farming methods from India. She has written many books on the topic of sustainability, including a book called Soil Not Oil, about how modern agriculture relies on fossil fuels for production to society's detriment.
The conclusions of the International Assessment of Agricultural Science and Technology Development, and it's as significant as the IPCC report. They said very clearly, agroecology and traditional agricultural systems are the way to generate food security for the future. We cannot depend on industrial farming. We cannot depend on genetic engineering. They were that categorical about it.
Organic farming can change things rapidly. It has been estimated that if all farms were to convert to this style of cultivation, the soil could absorb nearly 40% of the current CO2 emissions.
The organic movement has to make the next quantum leap. And climate change, peak oil, as well as the new food insecurity linked to a globalized industrialized system, is creating a reason for that quantum leap. Organic is becoming necessary to face the climate catastrophe, and organic is becoming necessary to face the exhaustion of non-renewable fossil fuels.
As a political leader, Caroline Lucas gave her thoughts on government involvement in the effort to make a change.
I'd make the case then that we urgently need sustainable food action plans supported by central, regional and local government, facilitated by the EU, based on rebuilding the infrastructure needed for the revitalisation of local food economies and increasingly organic and local food. But let's start with eco-taxation, to ensure that the real costs of environmental damage, unsustainable production methods, long-distance transport, all of those need to be included in the price of food. In other words, to quote Lester Brown, we need to ensure that prices tell the ecological truth. We need more support for urban agriculture. There's a huge potential for agriculture in our cities.
The important 2006 United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization study, Livestock's Long Shadow, demonstrates how factory farming and meat eating tremendously accelerates climate change and causes great instability in our food supply.
We need a policy to encourage people to eat less meat. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has calculated that world livestock production creates more greenhouse gases than all the world's motor vehicles. And we already know that feeding grain to animals and then eating meat is a pretty inefficient way of feeding ourselves. But as the evidence of the unsustainability of our current food system grows, the benefits of local food become even clearer. And if we can generate sufficient political will, then we can tackle the challenges ahead, and we have a real chance to create a sustainable food system here in the UK and Europe, as well as giving the rest of the world a chance to achieve more sustainable livelihoods as well.
Mr. Holden spoke with our Supreme Master television correspondent and gave his impressions of the conference.
I think it's been a very positive event, really quite inspirational, but at the same time sobering, because as Vandana Shiva reminded us yesterday, this situation in relation to the world's food systems is so precarious that we could be on the edge of a collapse of the globalized, industrialized, fossil fuel dependent food systems that we've all come to depend on during the 20th century. And that is why this transition theme is such a key issue for this conference.
And do you feel the people of the world can provide food, growing it organically and locally for themselves?
Well, let's hope so, because it's going to be the only show in town by the mid-21st century. I think that the capacity for human ingenuity at times of great crisis should never be underestimated. There are hundreds of millions of people all over the planet at the moment that know that something needs to be done about the security of our food systems. And that gives me grounds for hope.
We conclude today's program with Dr. Vandana's beautiful message.
I think the main thing I would like to say is the solution is to work with nature. But there is a technology myth that makes it look like working with nature means less. It's not true. When you work with nature, you produce more food, and this is the science I do. Productivity of ecological systems is much higher. Productivity of diverse systems is much higher. So if we have to address the food problem, the hunger problem, working with nature is the solution.
Thank you for joining us today on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring excerpts from the Soil Association's annual conference, Transition of Food in the 21st Century in Bristol, England. Please join us next Wednesday, where we'll have more highlights from this important gathering. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment right after noteworthy news. May your life be filled with love and grace from heaven.